Hello and thank you for logging on to the Memory Gauge, your new favorite Digimon card game podcast. I'm your host, Connor, and today is a very exciting day because we get to take a look at two new starter decks, Ultimate Ancient Dragon ST9 and Parallel World Tactician ST10. Now, before we get to our main topic, we have had a bunch of regionals recently with a lot of new information coming out about which deck is doing the best. We're learning a lot about what the meta is going to look like here in BT8 land. So, before we get to our main topic, it is time to take a look at the state of the meta. Now, as I've said, we had a lot of regionals very recently. We had the Oceania regionals, we had the European regionals, and just this past weekend, we've had the first round of North American regionals. So a lot of new decks coming to the fore, a lot of new meta information about what is going to be the best. There was a bit of speculation as we headed into BT8 about what exactly was going to be topping the meta. There's quite a few exciting decks that are coming out with the release of BT8 and with the release of these new starter decks. We have a new Imperial Dramon deck. We have the new Purple and Yellow Mastermon deck. We also have things like Armor Rush and the new version of Yellow Hybrids utilizing the new Rapidmon doing very, very well. There was some talk about Shivamon and whether Shivamon could make green potentially competitive. Black X Antibody is getting a run. Black War Greymon is getting a lot of hype. And we still have things like blue hybrids kicking around as well. Now, one thing to note before we start is that while the Oceania and European regionals had the two new starter decks be legal, the North America ones decided that the new starter deck cards would not be legal because not all players would have had a chance to get access to them. So what we've seen out of those results is a little bit different. What we saw is that Yellow Hybrid, an updated version, did very, very well across that regionals. Looking at the results, first, second, and third place were all yellow decks in the new Carta Magica regionals. Then we also had Blue Hybrid be represented. Weirdly, we had some red be represented, Ancient Greymon, and a few other decks. But primarily, again, Yellow Hybrid and Blue Hybrid were doing very well as people adjusted to the new cards. In Oceania and in Europe was a bit of a different story. We had a bit of a different mix. We had Mastermon doing very well. We had Imperial Dramon doing really well. A lot of good results from Imperial Dramon. And Yellow Hybrid also doing really consistently well across all of the events. I think Imperial Dramon actually took it in Oceania, but there was a lot of representation from Yellow Hybrid as well. So if you're looking for what are going to be the best decks moving forward, the data seems to suggest that you're going to be looking at Mastermon, Yellow Hybrid, Imperial Dramon are going to be probably your top three, with Black War Greymon being a bit of a sleeper choice, and X Antibody and Armor Rush also potentially doing well, Armor Rush less so. Some of us off me thought that it was going to be a lot better than maybe it turned out to be, but it is still very early days, so make sure you check back with us when we take our next look next week at the state of the meta. But now, it's time for our main topic. And our main topic today is, of course, the release of two new starter decks. This is always a very exciting time because Digimon does these starter decks. They tend to do them really well, at least from my experience. They always tend to have really sought-after cards. They're a good place to start. They tend to be well-constructed to teach people the rules of the game. And even more established players still want to pick these up because they tend to have some really powerful cards, as we're seeing from the results. We just talked about those results in our State of the Meta check-in, and The best decks in the format are using cards from these starter decks. So these are things you should definitely pick up, if at all possible. But that's not exactly what we're here to talk about today, because we always like to ask, which starter deck should you choose if you can only choose one of the two? If money or accessibility means you can only pick up one of these, which ones should you choose? So today we are going to talk about the strategies, the themes, and the new cards that are coming in each of these new starter decks, and hopefully help you to make an informed decision about which you should pick up for yourself. All right, the first of the two new starter decks is ST9 Ultimate Ancient Dragon. This is a really cool new one. This is probably... No, I won't say this is my favorite of the two, because they're both really, really cool. But you know that I'm a big Imperial Dramon fan, and that is what this starter deck is all about. This is a starter deck focused on Imperial Dramon. It has a lot of cards and Digimon from the Imperial Dramon line, so you're getting things like the Vemon line up to X-Vemon, Pyeel Dramon, Imperial Dramon. You're also getting the Stingmon line, so Wormmon, Stingmon, Dino Beamon, Grand Kuwagamon. It's green and blue, so if you prefer green and blue strategies, green and blue colors, that is what this starter deck is. And both of these starter decks are multicolor as well, so not only are you getting green cards and blue cards, you're getting green and blue cards and cards that work together across both those colors, which is really exciting. It's a really exciting time to be playing this game, because we're finally getting multicolor stuff, and that's being represented even in the starter decks, the introductory product. So it's clear that they're taking it very seriously, this multicolor thing. So with the Imperial Dramon deck, there is some DNA Digivolution up in level 5. There's going to be really quick attacks. You can get up through your card really quickly. You're going to draw a lot of cards because you're in blue. You're going to have cheap Digivolutions because you're in green. And ultimately, you're just going to try to outspeed your opponent, is going to be the name of the game. So if that sounds like a strategy you might want to play, I would recommend picking up Ultimate Ancient Dragon. But before you make your final choice, let's take a look at the individual cards that you're getting in this starter deck. Because like all the starter decks, this starter deck is primarily made up of exclusive cards. Cards you're not going to get anywhere else except in this starter deck box. So let's take a look at not only what they're going to do for you if you decide to play this starter deck as is out of the box, maybe against the other starter deck, but also what you could potentially use these cards for in the wider game, because of course they are legal for play out in the wider world. Starting off, we have the level 2 of the deck, Meenomon. This is a green level 2. And the inheritable of this is, your turn, while you have a blue Digimon in play, this Digimon gets plus 1000 DP. And obviously, in this deck, you have a lot of blue Digimon, so this is going to be pretty consistent. You're going to consistently be able to get that 1000 DP. But outside of this deck, probably you're going to want something stronger. We have level 2s that draw you cards. We have level 2s that give you a bigger boost. Meenomon might not do enough outside of just playing these decks against each other, but still nice to know that it's there. And if you feel really strongly about the multicolor theme, having a level 2 that plays into the multicolor theme could be kind of cool. It could be on theme if you're one of those people who likes your whole deck to work around a mechanical theme. Moving on to the level 3s. First, we have Vemon. This is a blue level 3. It costs 3 to play. It costs 0 to Digivolve from either blue or green, so you can Digivolve it off your Meenomon, even though it is a blue card and your Meenomon level 2 is green. As with all the rookies, they Digivolve off of whatever color the level 2 is, which is really exciting. It gives you some possibilities to mix colors. Vemon has 2000 DP, and it has the effect of, on play, reveal the top 3 cards of your deck, add 1 card with free in its traits among them to your hand, place the remaining cards at the bottom of your deck in any order. So Vemon's a really powerful new search card, because in this deck and in a lot of other decks, so many of your Digimon have that free trait. It's going to basically let you choose just the best card from your top 3 and add it to your hand when you play it, because your Digimon pretty much all have that free trait. All of the Digimon in the Imperial Dramon line have the free trait, and all the armor Digimon have the free trait. So two strong decks in this meta. get a lot of use out of this Vmon as a search card. And finally, because it's a Vmon, it has synergy with things like Magnemon, which can digivolve it from cheaper. It has a lot of synergy with your Vmon tribal stuff as well. So, great new card. You're going to be very happy to have it. Next, we have Betamon, which I wanted to let you know it's in there. It's just a vanilla. It's a level 3 blue Digimon, 3 to play, 0 to digivolve from blue or green. Has 4,000 DP. And modern decks, a lot of them don't have space for vanilla Digimon because the deck is so tightly focused on their effects and their strategy. A vanilla Digimon just takes up space. But Betamon has good stats and it can digivolve from blue or green, so it's got flexibility and it could be cool in maybe a lower powered setting, but I wouldn't bring this to a top tier table. Next we have Kokabuterimon. This is a green level 3, 3 to play, 0 to digivolve, 2000 DP, and it has opponent's turn while you have a blue Digimon in play. This Digimon gains blocker. Now, I love this. It's a cheap blocker in green and blue. It's going to be very good in this deck because you have a mix of both, so it's easy to trigger the effect. Outside of this deck, you might struggle to find room for a blocker at level 3 that doesn't have an inheritable effect. It doesn't have a benefit if you digivolve over it, but it's still a really cool design. I really kind of like it. There's just something about it. Next, we have Wormmon, another green level 3, 3 to play, 0 to digivolve from blue or green, 3000 DP. And then it has an inheritable that says, end of your turn, you may DNA digivolve this Digimon and one of your other Digimon in play into a Digimon card in your hand by paying its DNA digivolve cost. So, in a deck like this, which has a strong DNA digivolution component, a card like Wormmon is going to be very helpful. One of the few downsides of your DNA Digivolution is often you need two level 4 or higher Digimon on the field to perform it. That can be very memory intensive to set up. It can take a few turns. But with Wormmon, so long as you've got that inheritable active, you just need to get one other level 4 in play, Digivolve Wormmon into a level 4, and then even if that causes the turn to pass to your opponent, Wormmon's ability triggers, and you still get the chance to DNA Digivolve. Now, just keep in mind that Wormmon doesn't allow you to ignore the requirements of DNA Digivolution, so you still need the correct levels and colors, but it is going to let you get up through your levels a lot quicker. On to the level 4s. First is XVmon. This is a blue level 4, 4 to play, 2 to digivolve from blue or green, 4000 DP. It says, when you would play this card from your hand, if you have a green Digimon in play, reduce its play cost by 1, so it will cost just 3 to play if you have a green Digimon in play. And the inheritable says, when attacking, if you have a green Digimon in play, this Digimon gets plus 1000 DP for the turn. Now, XVmon is very useful for DNA Digivolving because you can play it for just 3 memory if you have a green Digimon in play, which is a really good rate, and it increases your chances of being able to play it and then still keep control of the turn. Now, the inheritable effect is going to boost up your Digimon, help them attack over your opponent's Digimon, or survive a security check. And it's also self-activating if you Digivolve XVmon into a card that is also green, and that's fairly easy to do in this deck, so fairly easy to trigger this effect. XVmon's very aggressive, and if that's your playstyle, you're probably going to want to consider including it, especially because playing a level 4 for 3, that's a really good rate. That's really cheap. Next, we have Stingmon. This is a green level 4, 4 to play, 2 to digivolve from blue or green, 4000 DP. It says, when you would play this card from your hand, if you have a blue Digimon in play, reduce its play cost by 1. The inheritable says, when attacking, if you have a blue Digimon in play, draw 1. Now, Stingmon is kind of the green version of XVmon. It can be played for very cheap, it benefits your DNA Digivolution strategy, and if you Digivolve it into a blue Digimon, or if you Digivolve it into something and then just have a blue Digimon in play, you draw a card every time it attacks, which is really strong. I like this card a bit better than XVmon because I'm a sucker for card draw and having lots of cards in hand, and this will help you keep your foot on the gas in something like an Imperial Digimon deck. Plus, playing it for 3, really, really good. So, overall, this and XVmon, love them. Next, we have Snimon. This is a level 4 green Digimon. It costs 6 to play, 2 to digivolve, has 4000 DP. It says, security, at the end of battle, play this card without paying its memory cost. So, if this card is revealed as a security check, then at the end of the battle, whether or not it wins, you play it to the field without paying its memory cost. And then it has on play, suspend one of your opponent's Digimon. Now, in the past, I've made no secret of the fact that I kind of love security Digimon, and I think Snimon's another really good one. Suspending one of your opponent's Digimon on their turn, that's a great effect. It can save you from losing the game, or it can help you just set up your next turn, and then you get a body onto the board for free. So I'm a big fan of Snimon. I like it a lot. Moving up to the level 5s, first we have Pyildramon. This is a level 5 blue and green Digimon. It costs 8 to play, 4 to Digivolve from blue or green. It has 8,000 DP, and it has a bunch of effects. First, it has DNA Digivolve, 0 from a blue level 4 and a green level 4. Then it has when Digivolving, when DNA Digivolving, return one of your opponent's Digimon with 6,000 DP or less to the bottom of its owner's deck, and then when attacking once per turn, unsuspend this Digimon. Now, Pyildramon is very powerful. You can get into it for free with a green and blue level 4 on the field. Swing, unsuspend, swing again. You also then get to remove an opponent's Digimon in a pretty permanent way, putting it to the bottom of the owner's deck. Now, I have often said removal and then some kind of method to get more than one check in a turn are the common elements of the most powerful boss Digimon, and Pyildramon has both at level 5. And at 8,000 DP, it's often going to survive a swing into security, not always, but often. But even if it just acts as a free Digivolution to level 5, and then you Digivolve into a level 6, that's still very, very strong. Next we have Dino Beamon. This is a green and blue level 5, 8 to play, 4 to Digivolve from green or blue, 8,000 DP. It has DNA Digivolve, 0 from a green level 4 and a blue level 4. And then when Digivolving, suspend one of your opponent's Digimon. When DNA Digivolving, that Digimon doesn't unsuspend during its owner's next unsuspend phase. And then the inheritable reads, your turn, this Digimon gets plus 1,000 DP for each of its colors. Now, Dino Beamon I don't think is as strong as Pyildramon, but it's still good. It freezes an opponent's Digimon in place for the turn, gives you an extra DP boost when you Digivolve it. I would rather have Pyildramon if I had to pick one or the other, but I think Dino Beamon is still strong in a pinch and you still want it. Then, just to round out our level 5s, we also have Jewel Beamon, which is a vanilla level 5, green, 6 to play, 2 to Digivolve, 7,000 DP, no effects. 2 to Digivolve is pretty cheap, so that's going to be nice. It's not the same thing as Digivolving for free, but you can't always DNA Digivolve into your Pyildramon or your Dino Beamon, so maybe sometimes you want a Jewel Beamon just to get that cheap Digivolution. Moving on to the level 6s, first we have Imperialdramon Dragon Mode. This is a level 6 blue and green Digimon, 13 to play, 4 to Digivolve from blue or green, 12,000 DP, and it has when Digivolving, you may play one level 4 or lower blue Digimon card, and or one level 4 or lower green Digimon card from this Digimon's Digivolution cards without paying their memory costs. Now, we've seen a few Imperialdramon so far in the game. They tend to be quite powerful, and this one is pretty strong as well. You play not just one, but two Digimon to the field, and you get to Digivolve into your level 6 for 4 memory. That is a pretty exceptional rate. It then gets even better if you Digivolve Imperialdramon over like a Pyildramon or something that is DNA Digivolved, because then you're likely going to have a level 4 green Digimon and a level 4 blue Digimon. Play both of them with Imperialdramon, sets you up for another DNA Digivolution. So you can build a huge board presence, get some sort of chains going very quickly. This is going to be really strong, and we've seen that it is very strong. So then we also have Grand Kuwagamon, which is a green level 6 that costs 12 to play, 3 to Digivolve, has 11,000 DP. It has Security Attack plus 1, and when Digivolving, this Digimon gets plus 4,000 DP for the turn. Now, compared to Imperialdramon, which is the new top end of a top tier deck moving forward, Grand Kuwagamon is a little underwhelming. It's fine. I'm going to put it into my Insects deck because it's a level 6 Insect. It swings for 2 checks at 15,000 DP. But this isn't a new green staple or a must-have, but that's okay. Not every card in the starter decks can be a bomb because that would be too much. They'd be too desirable. You'd never be able to find them. Moving on to the option cards now, we have 3 option cards in each of these decks. First for Ultimate Ancient Dragon is Megadeth. This is a blue and green option card, so you need a blue Digimon or Tamer and a green Digimon or Tamer in play in order to play it, and then it costs 5 to play, and it says, suspend one of your opponent's Digimon, then return one of your opponent's suspended Digimon to its owner's hand. Now, you do need a green and blue Digimon or Tamer in play to play Megadeth, making it a bit more expensive in that way, but you get a very aggressively costed removal effect in return. It's basically Cocytus Breath, which is pay 7, return something to hand, but for 5 memory instead of 7, and you don't have to target the same Digimon with the suspend part and the return part of the effect. So when this comes up out of security, suspend a Digimon that's about to attack, and then return another Digimon that is already suspended, if you like. This is a very powerful card, and it's flexible, and it's going to fit in most decks, I think, that can play both these colors moving forward. Next, we have Hell Masquerade. This is a 1-cost green option. It says, one of your Digimon gets plus 2000 DP for the turn, then if you have a blue Digimon in play, one of your Digimon gains piercing for the turn. Now, Hell Masquerade isn't exactly setting the world on fire. It's a DP boost, but it's conditional piercing. You won't always get the piercing, and it doesn't even have an effect in security other than adding itself to your hand. Now, if you have a deck that desperately beyond anything needs to get plus 2000 DP and piercing, maybe you want to use this. But if you can play both blue and green cards in your deck, you're probably going to have multicolor blue and green Digimon, which makes Lightning Blade a more consistent choice. You could go for Hornbuster, which is 1-cost for plus 3,000 DP and suspend something out of security and still goes back to your hand. Basically, outside of playing specifically this starter deck, I don't think you're going to play Hell Masquerade over the other options you could put in this slot. Then finally, we have one reprint card. This is a card that is not new to this deck, but is a reprint of a card we've already seen. This is Flower Cannon, a green option card, costs 2 to play. It says, suspend one of your opponent's Digimon, and it says, security, suspend all your opponent's Digimon without blocker. Now, Flower Cannon is a very powerful card that used to be a green staple way back in the day, and it is still very useful today. It kind of went out of fashion, and it got replaced with Needle Spray, which did the same thing out of your hand, and then suspended one Digimon from security. And the reason it got replaced is because Needle Spray suspends a single Digimon from your security, but it can target blockers. Flower Cannon can't, so there were situations where Flower Cannon wouldn't actually help you all that much. But in the modern game, in the current meta, we see that blockers are not ubiquitous. Not every deck has blockers. So, Flower Cannon could be worth another look. Flower Cannon can represent a huge swing when it comes up out of your security, and it's still useful to use it from your hand because you kind of remove a single Digimon by giving yourself the chance to attack it. I'm really glad to see Flower Cannon come back because I always liked the card, and so I'm glad that it's getting kind of another chance to go back into people's rotations. So that brings us to the end of Ultimate Ancient Dragon. The other deck we have to talk about, the new deck, is a purple and yellow multicolor deck, which is a very exciting combo. Looks great on the box. Parallel World Tactician. Now, this deck is built around Mastamon and that whole line, which is kind of, Mastamon is a fusion of Angelwoman and her Digivolution line and Lady Devimon and that Digivolution line. So it's kind of angels and devils coming together. It's also purple and yellow, so there's a lot of playing things for free. There's a lot of removal. You can be very control-y with this deck. So, if being more control-y appeals to you rather than being aggressive, you should pick up Parallel World Tactician. But don't make your choice before you hear about all of the new cards that you're going to get in this deck. First is the new level 2, Niaromon. This is a purple level 2, and it has, when attacking, if you have a yellow Digimon in play, draw 1. This is fantastic. Oh, and if you do, trash 1 card from your hand. So, yeah, you draw 1, trash 1 from your hand. That's awesome, because trashing cards from hand, that's something you want to be doing in purple. You get cards that you want into your trash so you can recur them later using your effects, get them back. And then getting to replace that card, that is just gravy on top. purple and yellow have always had some crossover from way back at the start. I think we had Wizardmon in the first English set cared about if you had a yellow Digimon in play, and it was a purple Digimon. So purple and yellow have always meshed together really well. But with this new deck, increasingly we're seeing those two colors be mixed. We're getting a lot of multicolor purple and yellow cards. So it really shouldn't be hard to trigger Niaromon and get that draw and trash. In our level 3s, first we have Salamon. This is a yellow level 3. It costs 3 to play. 0 to Digivolve from either purple or yellow, so it can Digivolve from our Digi-Egg. 2000 DP. And its inheritable reads, end of your turn, you may DNA Digivolve this Digimon and one of your other Digimon in play into a Digimon card in your hand by paying its DNA Digivolve cost. So Salamon is your yellow version of Wormmon. Everything I said about Wormmon applies here. It's just a good effect if you wanted to DNA Digivolve as part of your main strategy, and in this Mastermon deck, we really truly do. Next, we have the vanilla level 3. So in this case, it's Lopmon. Yellow, 3 to play, 0 to Digivolve from purple or yellow, 4000 DP. Just like Betamon, this is just kind of a beater at level 3. You might replace this if you want to play this deck at a tournament, but playing these decks against each other, this is going to be fine. You've got a big body on this. It's fine. Next, we have Ghostmon. This is a purple level 3. It costs 3 to play, 0 to Digivolve, has 2000 DP. And it says, opponent's turn, while you have a yellow Digimon in play, this Digimon gains blocker. So kind of the same thing as Kokabuterimon. I like this maybe a little bit better than Kokabuterimon, but not too much better. Basically, everything I said about Kokabuterimon applies here to Ghostmon. You can see how they tried to balance these decks by giving them a lot of similar effects as well. So there's a lot of things are going to be the same between the two decks, so nothing new to say, but again, I do like having the blocker, and you've got a lot of purple and yellow, so it should be easy to get access to that blocker effect. Then the final level 3 is Tsukaimon. This is a purple level 3. It costs 3 to play. 0 to Digivolve from purple or yellow, has 2000 DP, and it says, on play, reveal the top 3 cards of your deck. Add one card with Angel, Archangel, or Fallen Angel in its traits among them to your hand. Place the remaining cards at the bottom of your deck in any order. Now, Tsukaimon is a really useful searcher. Within the Parallel World Tactician deck, it's going to let you find any of your top end cards. They're all Angels, Archangels, Fallen Angels. But outside of this deck, there are many powerful Digimon in both purple and yellow, which have that Angel, Archangel, Fallen Angel traits. Any of your Debimon, Lady Debimon, Angemon, Angewomon lines, they all have these traits. They're all going to be searchable with Tsukaimon. And Tsukaimon is only going to get better as we get more Angel cards into the game. And they're pretty popular, so I don't think they're going away anytime soon. So keep an eye on Tsukaimon for the future as well. Moving on to the level 4s, and our first level 4 is Gatomon. This is a yellow and purple level 4. It costs 5 to play. 3 to Digivolve from yellow or purple, has 4000 DP, it says, on play, reveal the top 3 cards of your deck, add 1 yellow Digimon card and 1 purple Digimon card among them to your hand, place the remaining cards at the bottom of your deck in any order. It says, your turn, when this Digimon would Digivolve into a card with Archangel or Fallen Angel in its traits, reduce the memory cost of the Digivolution by 2. And then its inheritable says, end of your turn, you may DNA this Digimon, DNA Digivolve this Digimon, and one of your other Digimon in play into a Digimon card in your hand by paying its DNA Digivolve cost. Now, maybe there are flashier cards in this deck, but I think Gatomon is the card that does the most work for you. It is a search effect if you need one. It potentially draws you 2 cards. That's a great rate. It puts you at card advantage. Then it lets you Digivolve to your level 5 for a discounted rate. In most cases, it's going to cost you just 1 memory once you get the reduction. That's very cheap. You Digivolve into Lady Debimon, Angewomon, all that kind of stuff for very cheap. And then finally, even after Digivolving, it gives you a powerful inheritable effect. It lets you follow up your Digivolution with a DNA Digivolution if you have the right setup. Even if you just got the level 5, you hard play a level 5, DNA Digivolve, go up to your level 6 Mastamon. So Gatomon really enables this purple and yellow Mastamon DNA Digivolution strategy. It's kind of the best card in the deck in a lot of ways. So yeah, just a really great addition. Next, we have Witchmon, which is a purple level 4, 6 to play, 2 to Digivolve, has 4,000 DP, has security. At the end of the battle, play this card without paying its memory cost, and then on play, return one purple level 5 or lower Digimon from your trash to your hand. Now, I have already mentioned I like security Digimon. Witchmon is not a bad one. It sets you up for a comeback, it puts a level 4 body onto the board, and then it brings potentially up to a level 5 back to your hand from your trash for you to Digivolve on your next turn. Overall, I think this is a fun card. Then we have Wizardmon, which is a purple and yellow level 4 with no effects. It's 5 to play, 2 to Digivolve from purple or yellow, 6,000 DP. It's just a body at level 4. Not much to say about it. 6,000 DP is pretty good. It's going to trade with a lot of stuff of the same level, so that's quite nice. And the purple and yellow flexibility is also quite nice. So keep it in your back pocket if you're building some kind of weird multicolor deck, but there's going to be better choices as well. Moving on to the level 5s, first is Angewomon. It is a yellow level 5. It costs 6 to play, 3 to Digivolve from purple and yellow, 6,000 DP. It says on play, one of your opponent's Digimon gains security attack minus 2. Then the inheritable reads, your turn, while you have a purple Digimon in play, this Digimon gains security attack plus 1. So Angewomon's on play effect is fine. Might be a bit expensive though. You spend 6 memory, you stop 1 Digimon's attack. That's maybe a bit much, but the inheritable is really good because, especially since your Mastermon is purple and yellow, so just by having Angewomon beneath Mastermon, you're gonna have security attack plus 1, which is hard to come by in yellow and purple. So being able to trigger it so easily is something you're gonna be very happy about. And of course, Angewomon is an Archangel, so you get that cheap Gatomon Digivolution, and it works with your search cards as well. So really just a solid role player card at level 5. Then next we have Lady Devimon. This is another level 5. It's purple in this case. 6 to play, 3 to Digivolve from purple and yellow, 6,000 DP. It has when Digivolving, you may trash one card in your hand to reveal the top 3 cards of your deck. Add one yellow and one purple card with Angel, Archangel, or Fallen Angel in its traits among them to your hand. Place the remaining cards at the bottom of your deck in any order. And then it has the inheritable, your turn, all of your yellow Digimon gain retaliation. Now, Lady Devimon does a lot. It trashes a card from your hand. We've already said that's a great thing in purple because you need cards in trash to kind of bring back or to use with your effects. And putting a card into your trash from your hand means you are putting exactly the card you want into your trash where you can make the most of it. And then, on top of that, you get to potentially draw one or even, if you're lucky, 2 cards from the top of your deck. In the deck you're playing Lady Devimon in, you will have a lot of Angels, Archangels, Fallen Angels, so it shouldn't be too hard to get one or potentially 2 draws off of this effect. Then the retaliation effect isn't as good. I don't like retaliation on a higher level Digimon, but it does dissuade your opponent from attacking your boss monster level 6. But even if you didn't have that, the draw effect on this alone is really good. Then finally, rounding out our level 5s, we have Bastmon. 6 to play, 3 to Digivolve, 7,000 DP, and it just says, on play, delete one of your opponent's level 3 Digimon. Now, Bastmon is great in this deck specifically, because you're going to want level 5 or lower Digimon with on play effects that you can play with Mastemon. Mastemon has an effect that lets you play these Digimon for free. But outside of this deck, it's just not going to do too much for you. 6 memory and delete an opponent's level 3 is a pretty terrible exchange, even if you do get a level 5 body on board. It's a cool idea, but I'm sure we can do better in purple and yellow. I took a quick look, and we have Magna Angemon from BT1, which gives you recovery 1. Mistymon gives 2 Digimon minus 3,000 DP, so potentially you could delete 2 of your opponent's level 3s. And then, of course, you've got Lucemon Chaos Mode, which is a little bit of a cheat because it's not really a level 5 in the same way, but it is a purple level 5 that deletes a Tamer or a level 6 Digimon on play. So you kind of got better options than Bastemon. If you want to upgrade this deck, this is one of the cards I would probably take out. I just don't think it does enough. Then at level 6, we have Mastemon. This is yellow and purple. It costs 13 to play, 5 to Digivolve from yellow or purple, 13,000 DP. It has DNA Digivolve 0 from a yellow level 5 and a purple level 5. And it has when Digivolving, place one yellow or purple Digimon card from your trash on top of your security stack face down. So worst case scenario, you do get to at least somewhat recover one, and you even get to choose what you put there. And then when DNA Digivolving, you may search your security stack for one level 5 or lower Digimon card and play it without paying its memory cost. Then shuffle your security stack. And then finally, it has all turns. When you play another Digimon using an effect, delete one of your opponent's Digimon whose level is less than or equal to the played Digimon's level. Now, Mastemon is the face card of this Parallel World Tactician deck, and that is for very good reason. You can Digivolve up into it for free as long as you've got those requisite level 5s on board, which shouldn't be hard. And then when you do DNA Digivolve into it, not only do you place a Digimon from your trash on top of your security, you can then play a card from your security to the field. Oftentimes, that's going to be a Digimon you just custom picked out of your trash. And then finally, the All Turns effect deletes an opponent's Digimon. And that All Turns effect doesn't actually even care if the Digimon you played is from Mastemon's effect. It's going to trigger anyway. And it is not an all... It is not a once per turn effect, which is the other nuts bit. So you get to do that as many times as you can play cards with effects in your turn. You get to just delete stuff. I've played against this deck and it is bonkers. You get a lot of value out of Mastemon once you're set up. Basically, once you get that Mastemon set up, you are good to go and you are probably going to win that game. It is crazy. And then finally, we've got Junomon, which is a purple level 6. It costs 11 to play. It's 3 to Digivolve from purple or yellow. Cheap at level 6, 3. It's 11,000 DP. It has Retaliation. And it has, when Digivolving, trash the top 3 cards of your deck and then return 1 Digimon card from your trash to your hand. Now, not as good as Mastemon naturally, but it does trash a lot of cards from the top of your deck if you're in a deck that wants to do that. And we do have new cards from the BT8 set New Awakening that just came out that do care about trashing from your deck. You've got the new level 2 Demi Merrimon that draws you a card when you trash from your deck. You've got Soulmon and Skull Sanamon that gain you a memory when you trash a card from your deck. And this seems like such a locked-in purple effect. I imagine we're going to see more cards that care about trashing from your deck in future as well. So, although Junomon is definitely the weaker of the level 6s in this deck, keep an eye on it because it may yet come into its own. And then we have the option cards. First is Chaos Degradation. This is a purple and yellow card. It costs 8 to play. And it says, place one of your opponent's Digimon face down at the top or bottom of your opponent's security stack. If you do, trash the top card of your opponent's security stack. And then the security effect is you may place one of your opponent's Digimon face down at the top or bottom of its owner's security stack. This is a really unique removal effect. It gets around those pesky effects that stop a Digimon from being deleted. And when you use this, don't forget, you can place the targeted Digimon at the bottom of your opponent's security stack and then trash the top card. And that would actually be my preference using this card if the Digimon is a weaker Digimon or even not. When you're attacking your opponent and you check that final security, no matter what, you're going to need an extra attack anyway to win. So whether your opponent's last security is a Digimon or not is usually irrelevant, and usually you want it to be a Digimon. So you would rather put your opponent's Digimon to the bottom of their stack and then trash the top security card, which could be an option card that's going to devastate you, or an unwanted tamer, or something they'll get value out of. You do need purple and yellow in play in order to play Chaos Degradation, but we've just seen a bunch of new really good purple and yellow Digimon that we've talked about in this set. In this deck, so that should not be too hard, and it's going to be a really powerful removal effect that you get access to because of it. The next option card we have is Darkness Wave. This is a one cost purple option, and it says trash the top 3 cards of your deck. Then, if you have a yellow Digimon in play, return one yellow or purple Digimon card from your trash to your hand. This requires some setup. It could be really strong in the right deck, but you do need a card in trash that you want to return. You don't want to just rely on getting lucky with the top 3 cards of your deck being a Digimon that you want to get back to your hand. You want to have something set up beforehand. And of course, you need a yellow Digimon in play. So, this is all right. in the right deck, it could do a lot of work, but that's it. It's only okay. And then finally, we have a reprint card. In this case, it is Night Raid. This is a 2-cost purple option, and it says, play one purple level 3 Digimon card from your trash without paying its memory cost. Any on-play effects on the Digimon played with this effect don't activate. So, it's pretty cool. You pay 2 memory, get a level 3 back from your trash. Usually that's going to be a pretty good rate because your level 3s are often going to be 3 memory or more, but you don't get to activate the on-play effect, which is a little bit sad because, especially because you've got things like the Tsukaimon in this deck that does have a good on-play effect. So you won't get to search or anything like that using your Night Raid, and the card does have to be level 3, but still, it's in a lot of cases, it's going to be pay 2 to play a level 3 of your choice, and that's not a bad effect at all, so. And with that, we come kind of to the end of these starter decks. They're both very, very cool. They're both very, very powerful. These cards that are in these starter decks are actually really strong. So, whether you're a new player or whether you're an entrenched player, you're going to want to pick these up. At least one of them, one copy of each. Potentially 2, because some of the cards in the deck you only get 2 copies of, so you need 2 copies of each in order to get a play set of all the cards. But even if you can just pick up one of each, that's going to be really, really good value as well, because they're both really, really strong. As for how they are as starter decks, I'm a little wary of them as a product that I would actually give to a new player to teach them how to play the game, just because you've got multiple colors, you've got DNA Digivolution, which is one of the more complicated effects that we've had in the game in recent times. I don't think these are necessarily like the first decks you hand to somebody to teach them how to play the game. I think they might be a little bit too high of a barrier for entry. I like to think of them more as structure decks, theme decks, that bring a lot of cool cards to the game in a way that we might not otherwise be able to fit into a regular set. A deck to build around, in other words. But we still have to answer the question, which of these starter decks should you choose? And the answer, as always, is whichever one, when you heard about it and you heard about the cards that are in it, brought you the most joy. If you're an aggressive player, you like the colors blue or green, you like the Vmon or Wormmon Digivolution lines, you like Imperial Dramon, you like Digivolving quickly, being aggressive, hitting your opponent really quickly, you're going to want to pick up the blue-green ST9 Imperial Dramon starter deck, Ultimate Ancient Dragon. If you're more of a control player, you like angels and demons, you like the Mastemon, Angelwoman, Lady Devimon lines, you like controlling the board, keeping your opponent's Digimon out of play, then you're going to want to pick up the purple and yellow Mastemon Parallel World Tactician deck. Hopefully, this episode has given you enough information that you can make an informed decision and pick up the deck or decks that are going to be the best choice for you. All right, you have heard enough from me. Now I would like to hear from you, our listener. Question of the week is, which of these new starter decks is your favorite and why? Personally, I love the Imperial Dramon line, so I'm quite drawn to Ultimate Ancient Dragon, but I do like purple and yellow as a color mix, so I don't mind Parallel World Tactician either. They're both really cool. If you have an answer to our listener question, or if you yourself have any questions, feedback, comments, or concerns, you can email me, memorygaugepodcast@gmail.com. You can join our Facebook group, Memory Gauge Podcast. You can tweet at me, @ConnorEFMG, or you can join our Discord server. Links to all of that will be in the show notes for this episode. And remember, I am always happy to hear from you, listeners. New episodes of this podcast come out each and every week, so follow us on your podcast service of choice so that you can stay up to date. And if your podcast service of choice allows you to rate and review our show, please do that because it helps people find our show who might want to listen to it, and it really helps us grow as a show and as a community. All right, thank you so much for listening. This is the Memory Gauge. logging out.